And we are live at the Millennial Time Podcast with your host, Uriel Osuna, and Jock. What's going on?
Chilling, man.
All right, guys. So, obviously, we are living in a crazy time right now. Things are just happening so quick. You know, obviously, like, history has shown that things just pick up the pace at any time. But at the same time, as things are going on in the world today, as some things close, other things open. And that's what we wanted to talk and focus on today, guys. So we wanted to focus on specific things that we wanted to discuss. And one of them that we come to the consensus is productivity. Mm-hmm. So many people may have more time in their hands now because of technology changing or current things that are happening in life. But the fact remains, you have more time. You're at home. You don't have as many obligations to be outside. So now you have to think about, okay, you have all this time that is freed up. What do I do with it? Well, you know, what do you do with so much time? Do you just let it be? Do you use it for entertainment? What would you do with that kind of time, Jokey? So if you have your whole day to you and you don't have to report to anything, you know, what do you do with your time?
Learn.
What do you mean by that?
Like read a book, listen to a podcast, something productive. Because if you're just binge watching Netflix, finishing seasons, nothing really comes out of that. Yeah, you know what happened, but you're not going to grow as a person. You know, so every day you still want to learn something new.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, where do you get your source of books, though?
So, Amazon.
Okay, so, but like in terms, okay, so you get them on Amazon, right? But what gives you the filter to find out what's productive and what's not? What is it that you want and don't want? Like, if there all these, there's millions and millions of books, right? Mm-hmm. And all of them may talk about like productivity or may talk about this, but how do you find the right books to read is what I'm asking.
So obviously, like, there's certain people that like I aspire to be. And so I find out what their favorite books are, you know?
Yeah.
So one of my favorite books that I like reading is How to Win Friends and Influence People. And one person that kind of like inspires me is Mark Zuckerberg. So he reads that book. And then other people like Bill Gates, they read that book. Like a lot of billionaires read those type of like self-improvement books.
Mm-hmm.
So getting a book like that and finishing it teaches me a lot. So it teaches me how to communicate with certain people, how to be easy, how to just generally like influence people and win friends. Yeah.
Yeah. So right there, guys, if there was any nugget of info right there that you should listen to, it was that right there.
Yeah. Do your research and find a good book.
Yeah. So yeah, just do that, guys, you know. And then now with productivity, now a lot of times people think that, okay, so there's one thing I wanted to highlight. There's a difference between being busy and being productive. So how many people out there, you know, love to stay busy? It's probably a good amount of you, right? So you don't like staying still, so you like to be busy, right? So if you're being busy, is that the same as being productive? Maybe not. Maybe you're re-cleaning that same table that you've been doing for the last week. Maybe you're, you know, throwing out the garbage when it's 10% full. You know, maybe you're taking an extra shower and combing your hair and doing all this stuff when you already did it a few hours ago.
Yeah.
And you say, oh, I'm busy, I need to do stuff. Or, oh, I need to clean my room when, you know, you already did it yesterday. So.
Or maybe you're overeating.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my goodness. Like, oh, yeah, you know, I'm too busy cooking dinner. So you have to think about that. Are you actually being productive or are you just staying busy? Are you distracting yourself? Because being busy is a form of distraction. Oh, yeah, I have to cook, or oh, yeah, I have to work out, or oh, yeah, you know, I have to steam all my clothes, whatever the case is. What's that actually doing for you, though? In the grand scheme of things, what is it doing? You know, just cooking a meal every 2-3 hours because you can't help but be still. You ever think about just like slowing down and closing your eyes and just actually think about what's bothering you that you may want to be distracting yourself from? Is it that one person that you haven't talked to, or that one person you don't want to talk to? Is it your financial situation that you don't want to face up and own up to? What is it? So use time for productivity. We have a few steps that you can use that are super simple yet super effective. And if you struggle with things like anxiety, or you struggle with things that, you know, oh, I can't sleep at night because I got a lot of problems, you know, being productive will actually alleviate a lot of things. Don't you feel better when you have a problem and you fix it?
Exactly, yeah. Feels better, you know.
Yeah. So start thinking about that, guys. And the first thing you can do is just take out a piece of paper and write down three things that are bothering you.
Yeah.
Really bothering you. So the deeper you go into, the more reward you'll get. So if you have things that are bothering you, right, really bad, because we all have things that bother us really bad, write it down on a piece of paper so you don't forget.
Yes.
Okay, I'll give you an example. Okay, first one. A lot of people struggle with this. You know, my income is whack. It's not good. I don't have good income. Where am I going to get my next meal from? Totally understandable. So if you know that you have a concern over your income, why would you clean your room and cook? I mean,
or
you have to eat it. Or overspend.
Buy
yeah.
shit you don't need to buy.
Yeah, you know. So if what's bothering you is your income, come to terms with it. Okay, what am I doing that is affecting me negatively? Am I eating out too much? Am I spending things I don't need? Am I trying to impress people I don't like? Am I kidding myself? Should I get a new job? Whatever the case is, once you realize that that's what's bothering you, start looking at things that will fix the problem.
Exactly.
So if your issue is, oh, I'm spending too much, maybe set yourself a routine or a technique that can get you what you want. So let's say you like burgers, right? Let's say you really love burgers, so you love going to In-N-Out every day. I get it. You know, that's fine. Instead of that, why don't you just buy, you know, wholesale food and just cook at home?
Or to Costco, buy wholesale buns and patties.
Yeah.
Same
you know,
shit.
Yeah, exactly. You know, obviously, like, right now in this current time situation, it's a, you know, things are contingent. But for the most part, you can start changing your attitude towards things. If, you know, something's bothering you that, hey, you know, this person is bugging you, or, you know, they cause a lot of disruption, whether it's a coworker or a family member or a spouse, whatever. Think about, okay, what is it that they're doing that's bothering me so? Once you write that down, you come down to two things. Either you let it go and you forgive them, or you talk to them and express your concerns. Either way, you'll get what you need.
Yeah, like now's the perfect time to be productive and reflect on your life. Since you're really, like, a lot of people don't have any obligations right now, it's time to figure out what you could do to become a better person.
So, yeah, I was looking at this thing, and, like, divorce rates are up because people have to stay with their families. So, isn't that crazy? You would think that being with loved ones would be better, but now more people are fighting with each other because they're living with each other. I see this as an opportunity because those problems were always there. Now they're just, you know, on the surface.
Yes.
Now they finally have welled up. So now it's time to talk about it.
You know, the reason divorce rate is really high in the States, like all over the world, basically, is because people marry the wrong partner or person in their life. You know, some people seek short-time gratification, and they're like, oh, this is the one, but this is not the one, it's the wrong person. So while they're dating, they have an argument problem, and then they decide to marry each other. And then once you're married down, now your obligations are higher.
Exactly.
So that causes higher obligation causes higher stress levels, which thus causes divorces, you know? So divorce rate and
What were the talking about
signs, the signs. My bad.
Okay, divorce signs.
Divorce signs always been there, you know, and then
yeah,
you just. But then now that people are, like you said, are staying at home with each other, with their family, they're like, man, I don't want to be with my family. So, you know what? Let's have a divorce. And then, yeah.
So things like that. Marrying the wrong person, right?
Yep.
Another thing, too, you can marry the right person, but you're not the right person for them, right? You have to remember what you are, what you attract.
Exactly.
So... If you find a partner that's good for you, but for some reason you can't get over yourself, then, you know, that can cause things too, because it goes both ways. You know, you can marry the wrong partner or you can marry the right partner and you let them go because you're the one that's at fault, which, believe it or not, is actually most of the story.
Yes.
Usually the things that happen to you is because they were your doing. So if you know that, then why make things worse? You know, why would you be in denial and be like, okay, you know what? Like, this happened because I did this. Why don't I fix this and get my ish together?
Yes, exactly.
Because a lot of times you have the power, right? So things that go well your way is, you know, a lot of the reasons because of your doing. But a lot of things that go bad too is because of your doing. So that's just something you have to come to terms with. You know? So that's what it comes down to. You know, productivity comes in many forms. It can be increasing your money. It can be increasing your bonds with your family. It can also be with yourself too. Now that there's more time in this, you know, time in life, now you can start working out at home. You don't need to go to the gym. Now you don't have to go to work. You can work from home. You don't have classes, whatever. Now you can work out at home, do what you got to do. And versus like, oh, there's nothing to do. Now you can do stuff at home.
Yeah, learn new things too.
Yeah, I mean, we live in a time where we have technology, so it's doable. I mean, you have entertainment in your hands, you have internet access, you have communication, you have resources, you have all that stuff on the palm of your hand. So it's not that it could be worse. You know, it could be like, imagine not having any of this stuff right now, no car, no phone, no nothing.
That would fucking suck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you had none of that stuff, like, way back then, like, in the 20s.
And you, man, in order to, back in the 20s, you needed a horse.
Yeah. Yeah, so, like, imagine back then, just like, oh, man, no nothing.
Yeah.
Like, no car, no transportation, no nothing. Think about that. It could be a lot worse. You know, instead of groceries getting delivered to your house, you would have to go and freaking cut your crops. And if your crops were plagued, you were screwed. There was no way, yeah. My friend.
Yeah.
So think about it that way. Like, you have a lot of stuff to your access. So just think about that when you start doing things. Start improving yourself. Start fixing your things that are going wrong in your family, with yourself, with your work. Just start fixing them because they've been there the entire time. Now you've just been put in a position where you have to deal with it now.
Yeah, exactly. Like, in life, it's better to deal with the problem before it gets worse. For example, you know, like cancer.
Yeah.
Cancer in the body, it's better for the surgeon to remove it before it spreads everywhere. The cells spread and it becomes deadly.
Yes.
You know? So, whatever problem you have right now, tackle it. Whatever you have with your family, your friends, your spouse, deal with it now than later, because you'd rather be sorry for the beginning than later on. Another thing that people have been struggling with is there's no food at the store.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah, I heard that. So if there's no food at the store, okay, what do you do, right? So a lot of people are wondering, okay, what do I do? Well, you know, you can still order takeout for now. You can still you'll have to get groceries later on and figure it out. Or you can order stuff through, like, companies like Farm Fresh. You know, these are companies that go from the source to your house. And we're not talking about, like, Uber Eats. I'm talking about, like, actual groceries.
Real,
you know,
food.
Like, real food.
Yeah.
You know, so if you're overwhelmed that there's no food at Target, you know, one, there is. But it may not be the food that you want. But you're going to have to swallow your, you know, your pride and and take it. Exactly. Because at the end of the day, food is food.
Yep.
So let's say, you know, they don't have your favorite peanut butter jelly. But, you know, there is, you know, like celery, there's cucumbers, there's tomatoes, there's still produce. You'll just have to eat it, like, so freaking be it, you know?
Yeah.
You don't get what you want. You get what you need in this time. In these times, not going to get what you want.
No entitlement.
Yeah. So if you're struggling with that, you know, just check why is this bothering me? So is it because you didn't prepare? Is it because you feel a sense of entitlement? Is it because, you know, you're worrying over nothing? Whatever the case is, just come to terms with it and find out, okay, what is really bothering me?
Exactly.
So if there's anything we can leave you with this episode, it's just be productive. Now is a real, real shiner on what is really important in the world. So just start figuring it out. You know, come to terms with things that you need to come to terms with and own up to it and move on.
Yeah.
So that's all I got to say, guys. And joke, anything you want to say?
Nah, pretty much nailed it.
Yeah. All right, guys, so be safe out there. You know, wash your hands. I know this sounds kind of repetitive, but a lot of you don't do it. So don't think that we don't know that. So just stay clean, stay hydrated, you know, lay low.
Hey, watch out for stores overcharging you for basic necessities.
Yes,
that's happening a lot right now.
Be careful with that. Be careful with price gouging.
Yeah.
Okay? So just be safe out there. Take care of each other. This is Millennial Times Podcast with Uriel and Jock. Take it easy, you guys.
Gone.